This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hungary's parliament has ratified Sweden's bid to join NATO, ending more than 18 months of delays that frustrated the alliance as it sought to expand in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Hungary's government submitted the protocols for approving Sweden's entry into NATO in 2022, but the matter had stalled in parliament over opposition by governing party lawmakers. Unanimous support among all NATO members is required to admit new countries, and Hungary is the last of its 31 members to give its backing. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a ceasefire deal would only delay an Israeli military offensive in Rafah, southern Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As negotiations for a ceasefire continue, Israel is nearing the approval of plans to expand its offensive against Hamas to Rafah on the Gaza-Egypt border. More than half the besieged territory's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge in Rafah. Humanitarian groups warn of a catastrophe. Rafah is Gaza's main entry point for aid. The U.S. and other allies say Israel must avoid harming civilians. Netanyahu's office said the army had presented to the war cabinet its operational plan for Rafah, as well as plans to evacuate civilians from the battle zones. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Food, aid, and medical supplies were parachuted into Gaza on Monday by the Jordanian army, the biggest airdrop operation so far to deliver much-needed aid to millions of Gazans mostly living in camps. The operation deployed four C-130 planes, including one belonging to the French Air Force, an army spokesperson said. This is VOA News.